just to comment on the Last Judgment. So this is something that's described as awakening to spiritual life after being separated from the body, just in terms of our own internal process. So our mind is composed of many churches. We define a church here in terms of a organized structure of thoughts and affections. And there are many of them. And the church is peopled. There are many concepts and ideas within each unit, for want of a better description. But to be separated from the body, really, in terms of our process, is to be separated from sensual and corporeal thinking. So to be thinking from the word and to be looking into that lower part. And where that separation is able to be established, then a judgment, we make the judgment, or it's given to us as if we are making the judgment. We are judging from the truths the Lord has given us, the quality of what's arising on a lower level. And for each time that is done, it is a last judgment for that particular thing that we are observing or are working with. And it can only be seen where charity is being practiced, where there is self-examination and repentance. It can only be seen if that is active, because if it's not, it just won't be seen, because it would put us in a worse position to be seeing something and not being willing to act on it. So the Lord always protects.